Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There's a dispute this morning about why a huge hospital in Gaza is being evacuated. Details from CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Hundreds of Palestinians are fleeing Shifa, which is Gaza's biggest hospital, after the facility's director said the Israeli army ordered the evacuation. Israel denies that. But one problem is that there are still about 600 people with chronic illnesses, as well as premature babies, that are still at the hospital and can't be moved.
It's good news, bad news for Donald Trump.
A Colorado state judge in Denver holds that Trump was involved in insurrection in the January 6th riot of his followers, but lets him stay on that state's primary ballot on a technical point involving the wording of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. That decision follows similar ones in Minnesota and Michigan and is expected to be appealed. Meantime, in Atlanta, the prosecutor in the Georgia election interference racketeering criminal case is asking for a trial start date of next August. And in New York, the judge in Trump's civil fraud case denies his move for a mistrial, rejecting Trump's claims that the proceedings are poisoned by political bias. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Many Americans are on the move this weekend, says CBS New York reporter Christina Fun at LaGuardia Airport.
More Americans travel for Thanksgiving than any other major U.S. holiday. And because of hybrid and remote work schedules, families are boarding planes nearly a week ahead of time this year. The TSA expects about 30 million passengers will fly between yesterday and the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
People are still dealing with the fallout from a fire that closed a portion of the I-10 freeway near downtown Los Angeles. Here's KNX radio reporter John Baird.
What I'm saying, bumper-to-bumper traffic on all these streets around the construction site. I was talking to some drivers who were stuck in it.
Sounds good. Hopefully it does. Hopefully the traffic clears up.
Has it been bad?
Yes. Terrible.
And, like, how long more do you drive, find yourself in traffic?
About 45 more minutes.
Every day?
Every day.
So he's spending 45 extra minutes a day. A lot of other people tell me that their commute has doubled during this week.
Elon Musk is under fire for spreading anti-Semitic and racist hate to his 160 million followers on X, formerly known as Twitter. More from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Even the White House waded in, saying, quote, "We condemn this abhorrent promotion of anti-Semitic and racist hate in the strongest terms, which runs against our core values as Americans."
The administration says condemned the promotion of what it called hideous anti-Semitic lies. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cold and flu season is practically here, but don't worry. Family Natural Foods has Terry Naturally immune products to help boost your system. Fight ear infections and sore throats with propolis, a natural medicine produced by bees with antibacterial properties to fight superbugs. Boost your immune system with elderberry extracts to fight common flus, respiratory illnesses, and even shingles. Andrographis, also known as the king of bitters, has been widely used in Ayurvedic medicine since ancient times. It's an anti-inflammatory that also boosts your immune system's ability to defend against viruses and bacteria. Need more info? Tune in on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. for Terry Talks Nutrition on WFHR to hear about these and other immune health products. And all are invited to stop in with any questions for our knowledgeable staff. Take charge of your overall health this fall and visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Family Natural Foods, supporting your health naturally.
And welcome, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. And we are here to help you understand more of how you can take care of yourself health-wise and how you can have a healthier, more vital life all of your life. Just because you get older doesn't mean you have to get older. You can stay young, but still count the years. We are responsible for our health. No one else. We can't say that, oh, I have type 2 diabetes. The doctor has diagnosed it. He put me on drugs. Why do you have type 2 diabetes? Well, the American diet is very high in carbohydrates and sugar. And that is the beginning of type 2 diabetes. When they diagnose anyone with a high blood sugar level, and then they prescribe drugs, that's an easy way out. But it doesn't make you healthier. And in the long run, it's going to make you more unhealthy, because sugar is one of the most, I don't want to call it a food. It really is not a food. We get nothing from sugar. There's no vitamins and minerals in sugar. There's no nutrition in sugar. And we are consuming a lot of sugar. So when you consume a lot of sugar, a lot of that sugar is going to end up in the bloodstream. So when they look at your blood and you have a very high blood sugar level, you don't need a drug. You need to quit eating sugar. Lower your intake of carbohydrates. Lower the amount of sugar. No, don't lower the amount of sugar. Don't eat sugar. And look at the labels when you buy foods. And if you have a high content of carbohydrates and sugar, it's not the food for you. All the sugar is the beginning of many complications, especially with cancer and heart disease. So we can change our health drastically, because all the food we eat carries messengers to our body. And of course, good food carries messengers of good news to our cells. And when we eat junk, oh, it's carrying bad news, bad chemicals to our cells in our body. You put bad fuel in your car, it's not going to perform well. Good fuel for your car performs well. Same with your body. Eat the right fuel, the right food to improve the quality of your life, the quality of your health. So that's what we're trying to help you understand, that you can make changes any time in your life. Doesn't make a difference how old you are. The only thing, when you get really older, you may have damaged your body to an extent that you may not be able to reverse it. If you've got bone on bone, hip, shoulders, knees, wherever, we're not going to reverse that. You've already destroyed too much to reverse. Oh, you can make it better. You can have a whole lot less pain. You don't even need to have pain. If you do the right selection of nutrients, pain-relieving nutrients, like curcumin, like boswellia, like DLPA, natokinase, those are the four most powerful nutrients to relieve pain. Naturally, no side effects, no stomach, kidney, or liver damage. Those are the kind of things we like to share with you to make you have a better quality of life. So that's why we're here every weekend to share news with you. And today, we're going to talk about high blood pressure, commonly called the silent killer. You don't know you have it until you have a major complication. And then just for fun, I'm going to give you a little bit of a food trivia. and then help you help you deal with anxiety. And you know your HDL, which is commonly called the good cholesterol, how do we raise it? Because the higher it is, the more health we have. We don't have to worry about high cholesterol if we have low triglycerides and high HDL. Just because the doctor looks at the blood and said, oh, you've got a high cholesterol level. That's not the answer. That's not the problem. There are fractions to the cholesterol that if they're in sync and in balance, high cholesterol levels are not the problem. A low HDL, the high density lipoproteins, the high HDL is good for us, and very low triglyceride is the other answer. Then we'll talk about why people have such a crisis with constipation and how you can be more active to have a healthier heart. And we have all kinds of good stuff to share with you today. We never get through our whole selection of topics that we want to share with you. But we will share as much as we possibly can to help you make the best possible changes. The silent killer. What to know about high blood pressure? Well, do you know? If your blood pressure is high, do you know that? 1 in 3 adults have high blood pressure, but half of them don't even know it. And you should know it. It's a marker that you can't overlook. By getting blood pressure down, now this is an actual fact. I don't share with you my opinions, not very often, but I do. But I'll let you know when I do. But this is actual a fact. By getting blood pressure down, over 76 million deaths could be prevented. 76 million people would not die and would prevent death by lowering their blood pressure. And you can do it. High blood pressure, which is very common in America, is more likely to happen if you are overweight, not physically active, you smoke, you get too much sodium in your diet. Now, good salt is not a problem. People that are very sensitive to sodium that will raise the blood pressure is a very, very small percentage of people, about 5%. Not everybody has to avoid sodium. Many people are sodium sensitive, like 5% of the population. Not that you get too much sodium, but you get too little potassium. And where do we get potassium? Fruits and vegetables. And also add vitamin D to your diet. Now, the symptoms of high blood pressure, what to look for? There are none. There are no symptoms to high blood pressure. This is very serious. And something you should be aware of and have your blood pressure checked. Most people have no signs or symptoms whatsoever. Even when blood pressure reaches dangerously high levels, so what happens when you don't treat your high blood pressure? Now, here are two studies that I have come across that are very, very interesting. Here, a high dementia risk, senile, Alzheimer's disease. A new study reports that people with untreated high blood pressure have a greater risk of developing dementia. What they did was the researchers actually collected the results of 17 other studies involving over 34,000 older adults, looking at connections between blood pressure and dementia. And the results, untreated high blood pressure increased dementia risk by 42%. 42% versus healthy adults. But subjects whose blood pressure was treated had no greater risk of dementia than people with normal blood pressure. So that means treat your blood pressure. You should know what it is. Have you had your blood pressure checked recently? I did, just to know. If you don't know, you're setting yourself up for risk. Early death comes from high blood pressure. Overweight adults with even slightly high blood pressure levels will die at a younger age. A 27-year-long study, 27 years, a very long study, including over 15,000 subjects, found that participants of the study with metabolic syndrome died 2.5 years earlier than healthy controls. The biggest risk factor to cause early death was elevated blood pressure levels, which was associated with 35% increased risk of heart attacks or stroke. Now, how can you lower your blood pressure? Naturally, without drugs. But if you have to take a drug, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a physician, I'm not going to prescribe something for you that would be a drug, nor would I say, don't take a drug. You have to talk to your doctor. But I'm giving you some references on how to treat your blood pressure naturally. You can consult your physician and work together. And maybe you may need a high blood pressure drug and a natural alternative. But here's some research on French grapeseed extract, which reduces blood pressure. This was a study of 29 adults with pre-hypertension, took 300 milligrams of French grapeseed extract or a placebo for 6 weeks. The grapeseed extract reduced the systolic blood pressure. The systolic blood pressure is the higher number. When you say 124 or 120 over 80, well, the 120 or the 124 is the systolic, S-Y-S-T-O-L-I-C, systolic blood pressure. And the grapeseed extract reduced that higher number by an average of 5.6%. The higher the initial reading, the greater the reduction. And this is an all-natural extract, no side effects, none whatsoever. Now, the high systolic blood pressure, the top number, is a greater risk factor than the bottom number, which is called diastolic. The lower number, the bottom number, 120 over 80. 80 is the bottom number. Now, the risk factor is a greater, the top number is a greater risk factor than the lower number, causing more damage to the brain, heart, kidney problems, and even death, especially in middle-aged and older adults. Now, when they take a number of clinical studies, a number of trials, in this case, they took 16 trials. This is what is called a meta-analysis, M-E-T-A, analysis. They look at a number of studies and come to a conclusion with one study based on all the six previous trials on French grape seed extract in over 800 patients, and confirmed that grape seed extract is as effective at reducing blood pressure levels without significant side effects or adverse events. Safe, 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 but tremendously effective. Another natural alternative, my good old friend, the olive oil extract. Well, in this case, it's the olive leaf that is very powerful in lowering blood pressure. A very specialized, standardized olive leaf extract, clinically tested to reduce blood pressure. Well, in this study, it lowered the systolic, the high number, pressure by 11 points, and lowered the diastolic pressure by 5 points, and the results are equal to a prescription blood pressure medication. You can do it in a safer way, but be careful. High blood pressure is serious, and you don't want it left unchecked. And please have someone check your blood pressure. Go to a clinic, talk to your doctor. Make sure you have a safe level of blood pressure. Now, in the study, the olive leaf group also had a significant reduction in inflammatory triglyceride levels. Now, that is a bad fat. Triglycerides are a fat made primarily from carbohydrates and sugar and cause a lot of inflammation and heart disease. Cholesterol is not the enemy. Triglycerides are. And there was no reduction of high blood pressure in the group, in the drug, excuse me, drug drug group. So no side effects, no significant adverse effects from olive leaf extract. What I probably would do is I would use a combination of French grapeseed extract and olive leaf extract. In fact, in a study of identical twins with borderline high blood pressure, now what they did was they separated the twins, and each one of the twins was given a different prescription. One of the pair received olive leaf extract while their twin was not treated. And the results of this study, the twins receiving olive leaf saw a reduction of up to 13 points in systolic blood pressure and 5 points in diastolic blood pressure. While the twins in the placebo group, otherwise receiving a fake pill, saw no reduction whatsoever. So what I would do, I would look for something like a 500 milligram olive leaf standardized and 100 milligrams of French grapeseed extract, tannin-free, and I would take that twice a day. That would be, that's based on the clinical studies, 500 milligrams of olive leaf extract, 100 milligrams of French grapeseed extract, taken together twice a day. So you got 600 milligrams combination, taken one dose in the morning and one dose in the afternoon or in the evening. That will help your blood pressure as effectively as medication. And there are a lot of people taking medication for high blood pressure. Now, when you take anything, drug or a natural alternative, it's going to take you about 3 months to regulate your blood pressure successfully. So don't try something for a week or two and say it's not working. It's not going to work. It takes time to regulate your blood pressure. Now, just for fun, I'm going to test your food knowledge. Well, here's the question. What is selling for as much as $5,000 a pound? No, it's not gold. This is the most expensive spice in the world. The most expensive spice in the world. $5,000 a pound. What is it? Well, the answer is saffron. It takes 150,000 to 170,000 flowers to produce 1 pound of saffron. And each flower must be separated by hand to harvest the saffron. Very expensive. What you see as saffron are the little threads that are in the center of the flower. And they're picked by hand. So now, what is the only fruit with seeds on the outside of the fruit? And the answer is strawberries. Strawberries are also one of the dirtiest fruits anywhere around the world. High levels, very, very high levels of pesticides and chemicals are used in conventional strawberry cultivation. But strawberries have lots of health benefits. So buy organic strawberries. Support the good growing of organic strawberries. And buy only organic. It's the dirtiest fruit that we can consume, contaminated with so many chemicals and pesticides. Now that's fruit. Now the other vegetable, which has the highest level of pesticides and chemicals during their growing period, what is the answer? Spinach. To avoid strawberries and spinach unless they're organic. Now, true or false? Peanuts are the most popular nut in America. Well, first of all, that's false. Peanuts are not nuts. Nuts grow above the ground in trees. Peanuts grow underground and are classified as a legume, like a bean. What is the most popular tree in America? What is the most popular tree nut in America? And that is the almond. 95% of all the almonds grown in the world are grown in California. Almonds contain very healthy fats, fiber, protein, magnesium, and vitamin E. Now, the health benefits of almonds include lowering blood pressure, lowering blood sugar, and they have also been found to reduce hunger and promote weight loss. A very healthy nut. Other nuts that are as healthy, or just maybe a hair less than almonds, walnuts, and pecans. They're the best nut of all. And nuts are very, very healthy. Don't eat chips. Don't eat all that fried chips, salted, all that. Select nuts as a popular snack. Very, very healthy. And provides tremendous benefits for a variety of health conditions. Very good for the heart. Very good for prevention of cancer. And very low in carbohydrates or sugar. So that, my friends, we are halfway through the program. We're at the bottom of the hour, but we'll be here to the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. But I've got to pause for a few seconds to let the show, to let the station, I should say, identify itself, and do some commercials. So you stay right there, and I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to come back right after these messages. We'll have more to share with you right after this commercial break. Stay there. I'll be right back. Welcome back. We're here with Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here to share more information with you to the top of the hour. We're going to begin with how to deal with anxiety. This is a very anxious world. It's not a disease. Everybody gets anxious at one time or another. Some more than others. You can deal with it naturally, and I'll share that with you in just a moment. But I want to remind you to go to my website, Terry Talks Nutrition. You know, we spend an hour on the weekend. We share an hour of information. And that's great. But you can go to my website and listen to all the past shows over and over again. You can read my newsletter that I send out every Friday to your email address.